There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
All right, here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live here on a Friday morning in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up on today's program, Nigel Seeley in 45 minutes. Golf, soccer, tennis expert, some plays at Wimbledon that he likes, and also he's going to be visiting Circa in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks. Coming over from London, Lou Finocchiaro on the UFC, and Anthony Curtis, Las Vegas advisor, is going to be in studio coming up a little bit later on. Paulie, you know, this time of year, it delivers on an annual basis. I mean, the NBA free agency period is awesome. These players with the movement every single year, big names usually get it. Even when you think going in, oh, look at this. Look at this market this year. Not a lot of big names. Well, you never know, because players could pull a Kevin Durant like yesterday and come out and say, you know what? I think my time here is done. I want to bail on the Nets. Trade me, please.
Uh-huh. How about it? It's better than the NFL offseason, because one of the best players of all time can say, I want out. And now every team, within half an hour, half the league called the Nets.
Yeah.
About, okay, we have a package. And we have a package. And it's also, yesterday was 3 years. 3 years to the day when DeAndre, Kyrie, and Durant signed with the Nets. And the big three, that's with Harden, though. The big three played a combined 16 games in Brooklyn. One of just a catastrophe. Yeah. What happened? Mm-hmm. How they let the organization let these guys call the shots. They brought in Nash. Also, the report yesterday that it wasn't the vaccination and stuff off the court as much as how Kyrie treated teammates and coaches. And they wanted, and I have to give credit to Brian Windhorst and also Bobby Marks, who said, hold on here. This isn't done. This could get messy. Something could happen. And now also words coming out that since Kyrie opted in, there's been no contact between any of the players and the team. Since the season ended, Durant's had zero contact mm-hmm. with the Nets. So you could see this coming. A lot of people weren't surprised by the trade demand yesterday.
Nope. And you're right. I mean, think about what they gave up for James Harden to come there. Like, Houston controls their draft for like the next 4 years, basically. How many picks they got from the Nets. So that was a big mistake. And then, look, I know people are going to be making, like, who do I bet on for the future market? And trust me, I was scrambling around looking for numbers on certain teams yesterday as well. A couple things in that. The Suns number came all the way down to like plus 550. And the Suns are minus $2.
Yes.
In some markets to actually, well, in some spots, I should say, in some books, to acquire Kevin Durant, Look, just because Durant maybe put the Suns number one on his list, it doesn't mean the Nets are going to be like, oh, okay, sure, we're going to do whatever we can to trade you to Phoenix. That doesn't, they don't have to do that. And I thought this was very important because I was unaware of this rule, as I think a lot of people were. Bobby Marks from ESPN, he tweeted out that the Nets are not allowed to acquire a player like Bam Adebayo because there was a lot of talk about maybe the Heat getting him and Adebayo could be involved. They cannot get a player like Adebayo from the Heat because of the designated rookie extension rule. You cannot have two players acquired via a trade that were signed to that type of extension. Brooklyn already has Ben Simmons. So then Marks made it a point to tweet out all the players based on current rosters who cannot be traded to the Nets. And it is a lengthy list with nothing but huge names. And there it is. Wiggins cannot be traded to the Nets right now. Embiid, Booker, Cat, Jamal Murray, Donovan Mitchell, De'Aaron Fox, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, Trae Young, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Luka Doncic, and Michael Porter Jr.
But Ben has to be in the deal for that to happen.
Yeah, oh yes, yes. It would have to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, this was thrown out yesterday, will there be a fall guy for what happened? Because this is just a horrible decision and how this played out with the Nets, if there'll be a fall guy. Nick Friedell, who covered the team, said it went south as soon as the year ended. No talks between anybody. Quote, it's the unhappiest team I ever covered, was what Friedell said yesterday.
Wow.
So now your other thing was, you're right, I don't have a problem yesterday if Books just took the future market down, because this guy controls the market.
Oh,
now
he does.
What's
yep.
going to happen? He's one of the best to ever do it. And a lot of teams have a chance here and in play. And you are exactly right. Several books made them the favorites or the co-favorites. They're under no obligation to say, okay, we're going to trade you to Phoenix. There also was a report yesterday that they don't have interest in Ayton, which could be gamesmanship mm-hmm. and a negotiation tactic. But it's also, people were taking shots at him that when he came out with his list, okay, the 2-1 seeds are on there for West destinations with Miami and Phoenix. I'd like to go to a team that won 64 games.
Sure, make that happen,
so,
guys.
I mean, this
please,
guy,
do what you can.
God.
So I did talk to one of the leading NBA odds makers in Las Vegas yesterday, and he told me if Durant didn't do what he did yesterday, he would not have to alter any NBA odds. He said nothing else is impactful.
Mm.
But because it is Durant, and he's one of the best of all time, he's like, he's going to dictate the entire market, basically, and what's going to happen. He's the one guy. And then I asked about Kyrie going to the Lakers, and he said, if that happens, then I would certainly adjust. But he said the bigger part about that is actually it's bigger to get rid of Westbrook than it is to bring in Kyrie, is what he told me, and I completely agree with that.
Good line. That's a great line. Yes, it is. Well said. Because Windhorst tweeted that, and also said that Kyrie is doing everything he can to get to the Lakers, and Wode said Kyrie has played his last game with the Nets. So they were very – he didn't even tell the Nets. They found out, through like everyone else did, that he opted in. That's how bad the relationship was there, too.
How do you think Nashville's right now?
Oh, my God. Well, that's the other thing. There also was a report that they had dinner at his house, and Kyrie said, let me see Kobe's MVP trophies. I mean, this guy is just the biggest prick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who does something like that? That's your coach. You wanted this guy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Right.
He torched Cleveland. He torched Boston. He torched the Nets. So that's just what type of individual this guy is.
No, I really want nothing to do with him. He's a good player, but he is completely overhyped, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the only
possible solution in the way that the Lakers have to being at least a contender or trying to do something.
He's the real Mr. Unreliable is what he is.
Okay, yeah.
That's him.
Uh-huh, right. The other thing, too, it was fascinating to watch the future odds and that go crazy. But the other thing is, you know, let's start the insanity here, you know, with the list, with the rumors, and what I know you tweeted yesterday about who you wouldn't give up, but this is the guy's – you have to remember this now. This isn't even like Anthony Davis. People comparing it to Davis because Durant's 33 years old, but's been in the league for 15 years and has injury issues too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of this stuff about, well, give up this guy, give up this guy, you can't do that. And what do you think's realistic? 4 or 5 years left?
Probably.
Right. So
in that range?
You got to be careful here.
Of course
just,
you do.
Yeah. And the other thing is the Nets, as you said too, you can't just say, here's just a bunch of picks. Take all our picks. You can't do that because Houston has the rights or can swap picks with the Nets for the next 4 or 5 years, and all the picks are unprotected.
Yeah, so all I did was I simply asked the question on Twitter. I said, give me, how long is the list of players that you would not trade for Kevin Durant? And some people were saying the list is like Giannis and Luka. That's it. And I'm like, it's a little bit longer than that.
John Morant's on the list, yeah.
Okay, so here's my list. Whatever. I mean, you're clearly not going to trade Giannis. He's 27 years old. He's better than Durant at this point anyway.
Hey, you can't give up someone who's like 23. I asked you before the great example. I asked you before the show because there's a rumor out there. Would you give up Barnes?
I would.
You would? Okay. I would. Some people wouldn't.
Yeah, some people would. And I think it's a conversation.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like, can they win a championship with Scottie Barnes down the road? Sure, they can. But can they win a championship with Durant with the right players around him right now? Absolutely, they can. So I think that would be worth it with how good he is. You're not going to trade Joker. Sorry, you're just not going to. He's 27 years old, back-to-back MVPs. Luka, forget about it. Also, like, what are we doing here? There is absolutely zero chance the Warriors would trade Steph Curry for him.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't either. You'd be silly to do that.
Right.
They're both 34 years old, and all things considered, he won another title without the guy. You're not going to make that trade.
Yep, he is the system.
Ja, 22.
Yep.
Would you trade Embiid? He's 28 years old.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't think it makes any sense.
No,
it's weird.
No.
And also, to your point, two other guys who you have to think real long and hard about, and I don't think I would. I don't think I'm trading Devin Booker for him.
No.
He's 25 years old. First team All-NBA, one of the best offensive players in the league, and you can have a conversation about Jason Tatum. I know he was awful in the finals. He's still a really good basketball player.
Yep. I do a Brown. I would trade Brown if I'm the Celtics.
Oh, so would I.
That's the rumor. That's a rumor. Brown, Williams, and Tice with picks. That's out there. Sure.
Yeah,
why not?
I would make that happen.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Kyrie gets $5.5 million extra if he's traded.
That's a job well done by his agent.
How about that?
Yep.
But the other thing is, too, why the Nets can beat their chest and say, okay, no problem, because this has happened to them before. They were in a worse situation than this.
Oh, yeah.
And they picked themselves up off the deck and became a playoff team with their pieces and their culture, and then they blew it up and said, like everyone would, and say, okay, we'll welcome these guys in, so they think they can do it again. But this business, I want two All-Stars in return. Calm down.
According to the one report.
Yeah, come on. This is ridiculous then. But this is going to be fascinating to see where he goes. But I would not say, even though they're $2, that it's going to – why they're under no obligation to make him happy.
They are not.
Now, they can be friends and how he did this. And how about Durant going right to the owner? This is it. I want out. Let's go trade me. And they go, okay, fine.
The Suns, the highest number on the Suns yesterday before any of this happened, it was right here at Circo. They were 14-1. And I went back and forth on grabbing that again earlier in the week. I never did. And it plummeted and, you know, came down to like 7-1 when the news was breaking, and that down to like $5.50, $6 at other spots as well. But again, think about that. If they really want two All-Stars in return, and he's minus $2 to go to the Suns, so what, you got to give up Ayton and Chris Paul? Ayton and Booker? Who's the other All-Star?
I know.
Completely unrealistic.
That's lunacy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, you wouldn't take Ayton, Bridges, pick something like that? Or do something? It's not, that is not realistic.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
They're just being ridiculous at that point. There also was a report that they don't have interest in a Miami package. Okay, what? I can go Butler. I could go Hero Robinson picks.
I saw the Hero angle with picks shot down immediately.
Okay, that's all fine. But I don't. You have no interest in that?
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sports book. Check out the daily specials at BetRivers.com. You won't believe what Woj said as a possible angle between Kyrie and Kevin Durant. We'll continue here and more on the odds coming up. What would you need to bet the Lakers right now to win it all next year? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so much more on what took place yesterday and how explosive this weekend could be. Yeah, Durant basically does this every other July 4th, it seems. 3 years ago with the Nets, and what was it, like the July 4th of 2016 when he made his announcement going to the Warriors? So you can pretty much bank on this happening every 2 or 3 years right now, some of the biggest names in the sport. There's also this, and it was kicked around yesterday on ESPN. Adrian Wojnarowski brought this up, and, I mean, you're going to hear this and think to yourself, there's no chance that this is going to happen, but he did say that KD and Kyrie could actually continue playing together.
It's certainly a possibility. Again, two things have to happen, right? The team has to want both of them, and there's got to be a deal that makes sense. That's an immense amount of salary going out. I think they'll evaluate all of it. They have to. Certainly, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, I'm sure it's a scenario that's going to appeal to them. They've wanted to play together. They want to continue to play together. But the sense is they don't want to do it together in Brooklyn anymore.
His whole angle on that was they can still play together, and it could actually be somewhere else, not in Brooklyn. Richard Jefferson said on the air yesterday that he'll retire if that happens.
Yeah, right. Sure. Yep. Yeah, he's right.
He's right.
You're going to have to match $80 million in salary. The other thing is, are we sure they're close friends after all this?
I don't know about
Come
that.
Come on,
are
now.
We positive?
Are they're bosom buddies? That's Dumb and Dumber, so you're telling me there's a chance. Jefferson wanted to walk off the set. You're right. The other thing is, Kyrie's value is so low, at an all-time low. The Nets, actually, if it came to it, they could just buy him out. But the other thing is, his value could be so low that even the Clippers might get involved and say, well, we just have to do it. I mean, just to take a chance, that because nobody wants the guy.
I know. That was one of the teams that Bobby Marks brought up. But then he went down the entire roster and he said, look, if you're the Nets, you're going to want to look for some younger players that have team-friendly contracts. And he's scrolling down the Clippers roster, and he's like, look at this contract, $14 million, $17 million, $12 million. Like, who are you going to take in return? Are they going to take Reggie Jackson and Luke Kennard? Like, that's not going to happen. But maybe Kyrie's going to be able to play ball with the salary, and who knows? Again, to say anything is set in stone with him, I think is a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't predict what he's going to do or what he's going to want. Same thing with Durant.
That's something. Now it's just Ben Simmons, last man standing. Did you see? Oh, my God. And Deion, did you see this? Right away yesterday, DeAndre Jordan signed with the Nuggets. Is there something there? Because that makes no sense why you would want the guy, right? And they gave him like $7 million. Why would they do that?
I thought our buddy who lives in Denver, he's been on this show before, Chad Andrews, had a good tweet. I want to get it word for word here so I don't screw it up. He said, the Nuggets felt so guilty locking up the best player in the league, they had to sign the worst player to back him up. That's a funny tweet. That's good. And also, there is Gambo, who does radio in Phoenix.
Yeah.
He tweeted this out. He has two sources telling him the Nets are not interested in Ayton.
How can that be?
They may have to make a deal without him or with a third team. Why would you not be?
That's a pretty good team. If I could go, if I trade him for Ayton, Bridges, and I then would have Ayton, Bridges, Simmons, Harris, Curry. That's not bad.
They also
I'm
going to
get picks too.
Think about this. The throw in was Cam Johnson.
Who's
one of the best players in the league off the bench.
Yeah,
and he's a really good 3-point shooter. Like I would absolutely consider that deal. Are you going to do better than that?
It'll be hard.
And by the way, at that point, you're probably gutting your team too much if you're the Suns.
That's true. You're right. The guy who started this too, this business where they let Kyrie and Durant call the shots and run things with. You got rid of Allen, and they said, well, you got to bring in our buddy DeAndre Jordan. He was cooked years ago. Not only that, they gave him $30 million. So why would the Nuggets sign him? This is a great tweet. Going back to 2018, DeAndre Jordan teams have been outscored by 570 points in 7,000 minutes. Since 2018, he has only played 126 games when he's at a positive plus-minus.
Oh, boy.
He's one of the worst players in history. Since 2018.
He's really
when
bad.
When he's on the floor.
Yeah, he's really bad.
And he still gets this kind of cash. And those two guys said we have to have him.
Have to. You guys go out there and make this happen. We need DeAndre Jordan. Otherwise, we can't play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strange. So what would you... So I will point this out. The market yesterday started to shift as if people knew something. And when I say that, I mean it shifted as if people knew that the Lakers are going to get Kyrie Irving. Because the numbers started to really come down on this team, right? And again, the best number I could see in all of Las Vegas was 19-1. Basically, across the nation, it was 12 or 14-1 everywhere else.
I want 20-1 if Durant doesn't go to Phoenix. I don't want 20-1 or if he goes if Durant goes to Phoenix. Come on, they won 64 games. If it's Ayton and even Bridges, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Lakers have a chance if they get Kyrie. Because you're right. That quote was money. It's not so much, it's getting rid of Westbrook.
That's bigger than actually getting
yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So, but if I told you right now, Paul, I know for a fact the Lakers are going to get Kyrie. If I told you that right now, and I don't know that obviously, but if they did, what would you bet him right now at 19-1?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay. How low would you go if you knew today that they were going to get Kyrie? Would you go to 15? But you don't know what's going to happen with Durant at this point.
No.
I don't think I would either.
No.
I would not touch 14, 15-1.
Yep. It's still LeBron James. And he was awesome last year. And playoff LeBron has been one of the scariest things in sports.
Yeah, I would look at, I would consider a better number.
That's a chance. They got a chance.
But that low, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Phoenix, you know, the possibilities are where he could wind up. That's the one thing, though, too. If I'm the Nets, I would ship him out to the Western Conference, wouldn't you? You want to do the best deal, but I also would ship him to the Western Conference.
I would like to, get him as far away as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Pelican stuff, why not? I'd give up Zion.
Oh, so would I.
The other stuff floated out there was Ingram and 4 first-round picks and another player. Ingram's a hell of a player.
Oh,
he's really developed into something.
Again, we're really getting off the rails at this point.
Well, sure, right. I like this one that was thrown out. The Heat get Durant. The Nets get Bam, Brogdon, Buddy Hield, Strus, Vincent, a pick, and Ben Simmons goes to Sacramento. Be great. We never hear from him again.
Okay, so they can make that happen with Bam coming over and Simmons is going
to
take off.
Simmons has to be in the deal. Huh?
Actually, that's the ultimate team to send him to.
Yes, it is.
Get lost. Right?
Right.
We're never going to hear from you ever again. Go play for Sacramento.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe there's something there with tinfoil hat guy about Denver signing DeAndre. If it could be Porter, Gordon, and some picks as well, if he could wind up in Denver.
Well, my God.
I think that'd be cool. I think that'd be interesting. I like the Toronto angle. Some people would say, here's Barnes. You could go Barnes, OG, in picks. You could go Siakam, OG, picks. You go Barnes, OG, Trent, in picks. Maybe throw him out there to Toronto, which I don't think he'd want to go there after what. I mean, they cheered his injury in the finals.
Yeah, that was no good.
Sure, that pissed him off.
See, the Raptors roster is good enough to where you can get creative and send quality players in return. But I think it's a good talking point. Like you said during the break, that you would not trade Scottie Barnes.
No.
Would you think about it, though? Like if they called?
No, you have to think. Yeah, sure, you have to.
I think you have to think about
that. One of the best players to ever play the game. Yeah.
I think it was it Zach Lowe?
Who averaged
on ESPN?
30 a game in the playoffs.
He was kicking around. Like, look, you need, like, call the Cavaliers. See if they'll trade Evan Mobley. Like, you need to talk to every single team in the league about young players, whatever you can get for this guy.
Yep.
Because, again, he completely shapes the market. He's that good.
Yep. What else? What do you think of some other moves? I thought the Bucks had a good day. They brought back Portis and they got Ingles.
Yeah, that was a pretty
Ingles is out half the year.
He
but
was,
that's,
yeah. People are going to sleep on him.
That's a great move. And I'll tell you another thing. That could trigger. What? Oh, the Nets traded for Royce O'Neal before the Durant business.
Yeah.
He's 29. He stinks. They gave up a first-round
pick for him. Right.
The signs are there that Utah's going to blow this up, though. They gave up O'Neal for a pick. Ingles is gone. I mean, you might just see Gobert go here in the next couple days, too. Or Mitchell. There was a report that Mitchell to Miami is on.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, it does, like, it always amazes me. I'll never get used to this, some of the money that's thrown around in the league. Bagley got $37.5 million.
No, that was a mistake. I thought I did a double take. Like, what happened?
What are we doing here?
They can't be.
Oh, it can be, and it is. 3 for $37.5 million. You're burning money to give that guy that much.
Yeah. How about Brunson? The Mavs didn't even get a meeting.
Yeah.
Boy, was that deal done?
He knew.
Weeks ago. Yeah. How about Dort? Come on. Give it up for that guy. There was a great tweet. In the bubble, the Rockets avoided him when he had the ball like he was holding a grenade. He got $87
million. Yeah.
Now, still not a great shooter, but how he's a great defensive player.
Sure.
But that guy got $87 million.
I'll give you another one. Simons, really good last year.
He got a lot of money.
Paul, Simons from the Blazers got $25 million a year. He makes as much money as Tom Brady.
This league, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God. Win some, lose some is up next. Cleveland pulled something off in a 10-day stretch that was last accomplished over the course of a full season in 1974. My God, details on that coming up next.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, let's rumble. Home teams last night in Major League Baseball, a perfect 8-0. Favorites went 6-2. This is under the radar from 2 days ago. The Red Sox are 9-1 in the last 10 games started by Pivetta. The loss was to Ohtani.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd this come from? Wow. When you look at his career and look at the bad start he got off to.
I know.
Guy's been great. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Today is the 12th installment of $1.1 million. The Mets paid him $14 million not to play in the 2000 season. 13 seasons are still left on it. That they were doing so well with the Bernie Madoff scam.
That's right.
And they're like, okay, well, just, oh, my God.
So
it's
right
still going on.
Directly into the account every July 1st, $1.1 million until the year 2035.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That is something. Oh, man.
Job well done.
Can you watch some of those specials? De Niro played him. Dreyfus played him. Can you watch the Madoff stuff? Or you just get sick to your stomach?
No, I never really have,
actually. Oh, it's very good.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, HBO did one. I think Michelle Pfeiffer played the wife, Ruth. But it's just like some of it, though, and it's just a terrible story. But you're giving the guy everything you own? Like, some people gave him 100, people lost their life savings.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
Take it. I trust you.
I know. That was the crazy part of the story. So subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends, 517. This is great. Are we sure about this now? The tank for Wembanyama? That's to Chet. Are we sure this guy isn't like 7'5"? I know Chet has bad posture, but this guy, the Spurs are already tanking for this guy. But look at the size of him.
So Chet is definitely leaning forward, and his neck is also going down a little bit like this. But also, I think Wembanyama is listed at, 7'3"?
He's listed at 7'3". But look at that photo.
Have you watched video of him?
Yo, it's incredible.
Oh, my God.
Scared. Well, yeah, best prospect sex LeBron, right? I hope this is outside the United States, but I would love to know where this is at in the store. This is a store that lets homeless dogs come in and sleep every night. I mean, how good is this? 5:30. I mean, this is just, I saw this, like, oh my God. Congrats to that person that. That is awesome, which is also their strays. And they come in, he goes, all right, come on in. I'll give you something. You see the bowl there?
Yeah, good for them.
A little place to come down as well.
I would 100% get my dog food from there.
Yeah, that is excellent. Lose some. I heard this yesterday on ESPN during their free agency special. The last time the Knicks re-signed a first-round pick that completed their initial deal was Charlie Ward in 1994. Come on. How is that possible? Right? How can that be?
Coming up on 3 full decades now.
Yeah.
I mean, that pretty much tells you all you need to know.
That's a bunch of swing and misses, I'll tell you right there. And then this was yesterday before all hell broke loose. Nets tweeted this out. Yeah, Ben Simmons, back to the grind. Here we go. I'm ready to go. Let's go. Let's go get it.
Good for him.
Ben Simmons working out.
It's going to be a one-man show in Brooklyn this year. Good. He's going to be a walking triple-double.
Yeah, that was good. I'm sure there was a couple other tweets, too, about Durant's like, oh, wait a second. Kyrie's coming back? Oh, I'm out of here. Forget about that. I didn't want anything to do with that. Bad beats. Well, it's only one. Twins plus a run and a half minus 150. Twins plus 130. Led 3-1 in the eighth. Cleveland was 7-1 in play. They tied it in the eighth. Two-run walk-off in the bottom of the ninth. The Guardians have 3 wins when down 3 runs or more in the ninth inning or later against the Twins. The rest of baseball has 5, and they've done it in a week. The Twins' win probability in the 5 losses to the Guardians, 82%, 89, 92, 95, 89. If they won all 5, they would have had an 11-game lead in the division. But they lost all 5. So it's 1 game. And then what do you have?
This is nuts.
Yeah.
This is from ESPN Stats and Info. Consider this for a second. The Guardians have won 4 games in the last 10 days when trailing by multiple runs in the 8th inning or later against the Twins.
Uh-huh.
That's the most such comeback wins one team has had over another in a full season since 1974. So they did this in 10 days.
Yep.
The last time a team did this in 162 games was 1974.
Yeah, it's impossible. It should be impossible, what the Twins just did.
You had the Indians, the Guardians yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you watching the game?
Of course.
Did you give up on the game?
It was on MLB Network.
Yeah,
did I give up on it? Oh, no. I was going to, could have got in trouble. I was going to say, hold on to your bleeps here, because here comes the Twins.
You should have been adding more in play.
Yeah.
Right?
That's another great angle. I never even thought about what these in play numbers were during this streak. One of the games, they were down 10-7 in the ninth on the road.
Yeah. I can say one more thing about this. If this continues and the Twins make Baldelli the fall guy, that's a gigantic mistake. This is on you. This is not him.
I don't know about that. He's catching a lot of heat back in Minnesota. Analytics and doing this.
Oh, is it his fault that every day whoever he puts out there out of the bullpen is blowing up? I would say no.
Don't look at me, pal. I got to live with it. They are telling me back in Minnesota that it's Baldelli.
I don't know, man. You can't trust a single guy out of that bullpen right now.
Okay.
That's tough.
Why was he putting Pagan back out there? Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more, betrivers.com. But it's to the point now where I don't care. You got to be a professional. Get 3 outs. It's embarrassing. It's historic. Historically bad.
So we did point this out yesterday on the show. At some point, Chris Archer's numbers are going to, like, the mainstream stuff, right? Like, the ERA was 3.14. and actually lowered to 3.08 yesterday. Did you see his overall stat line? I mean, he allowed 6 walks in 4 innings, and he got out of there.
Yeah.
Like, that's not going to continue to happen. So they were extremely fortunate, you know, that Cleveland only had 1 run until late anyway.
Yeah, he was dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was, I don't know how he finagled, got out of that deal, but it's just, it's embarrassing. Think about that. I'm not saying win all 5, but they'd have an 11-game lead. They're up a game because they lost all 5 of them.
Maybe you win a couple of them, and things could be a little bit different here today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the amount of news that we had coming in yesterday in the sports world was just nuts with the NBA. And then
nothing happened.
Yeah.
That'll do it for the Pac-12.
That's done. See ya.
Yep.
Bye.
What do you think? First thing that comes to mind when you heard about what's the first thing that came to mind when you heard that?
Oh, well,
What was it?
It's going to be different than what you're looking for, I'm guessing.
No, maybe not.
The first thing that came to mind was it had nothing to do with football.
Was it travel?
It was travel for college basketball.
Okay, that's fine. I thought 516. I thought, wait a second. The first time I heard this, travel was number 2. The first thing that came to mind was this. Boom. Let's wait a second. The Southern California kids are going to have to play in this in November? Or maybe earlier? How's that going to go? That's the first thing I thought of. Mm. Good luck with that.
Well, maybe they don't put the schedule like that because it looks like they're not done, right? Eventually, this is going to be Washington and Oregon. They
Oregon
want to join
and Washington did it late last night.
Maybe they keep those late season rivalry games intact and like Oregon and Washington play in November and UCLA and USC play in November.
Come on. Conference games? They're going to have to go to New Jersey?
Yeah.
For conference games? What a sad day for college athletics.
It kind of destroyed it.
Oh,
it really did.
Absolutely. The other thing, did they run this by? Was Lincoln Riley aware of this?
I'm guessing
when
no.
When he signed the deal with you? I know everyone has a price, but one of the reasons people thought he left Oklahoma because they were going to the SEC.
Sure.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to dominate the Pac-12. Now he's going to the Big Ten.
When are they
going
to play their college basketball games? Is it going to be like a Thursday, Saturday? USC and UCLA are going to have to travel to Rutgers and Maryland to play back-to-back, and then vice versa for teams who go out there and play on the West Coast. Is that going to be easy for anybody? And they're going to have to do that on a bi-weekly basis? What? I don't know,
well,
man.
Well, you said it. I mean, during the break, we're probably going to have 30
team conferences or whatever.
Yeah.
We knew that this was coming. I'm going to sound like 75-year-old man right now. I don't care. College sports died a little bit yesterday.
I agree.
It really did.
Come on. USC and UCLA are going to play conference games in New Jersey.
It's utter nonsense. And
it's all about the kids, that education.
Oh, yeah. Always has been, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't want to pay these guys now? I mean, come on. Look at what's going on.
Well,
they're just whores. How much money as you can get.
The Big 12, teams in the Big 12 wanted to move the Pac-12 12 years ago.
Yeah. I understand, too, they ripped the Pac-12. I mean, you couldn't, as I understand it, it's still not on DirecTV. You still can't get the channel.
Oh, the...
That's the other thing.
Total debacle,
I mean, the
Pac-12, with the conference.
Yeah,
yep.
I understand that, but come on.
All right, the VSiN Summer Special is here for only $19. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today, and you'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, you're going to get that email. Every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up today at vsin.com/summer. The great Nigel Seeley is going to join the program coming up next. Soccer, golf, tennis expert. He'll have some Wimbledon picks, soccer futures. And believe it or not, yeah, this sport is starting soon. And Nigel's going to make an appearance in Las Vegas coming up this month. Tell you about that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sports Betting Network.
It's Wimbledon and BetRivers Online Sportsbooks, your go-to sportsbook for all tennis-related betting. Through July 4th, place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at BetRivers Online Book. You get a free $10 live bet to use on any match. Log into the BetRivers app. You can even live stream tennis matches right from BetRivers Online Sportsbook. Always the house specials and a great menu at BetRivers. And Nigel's with BetRivers, and he joins us now at Sealy_Nigel on Twitter. And he is coming to town to Circa July 20th. Come out and visit. You can meet Nigel. July 20th, he'll be here at Circa in Las Vegas, and he's kind enough to pop on now with a couple plays with Wimbledon, also talk a little soccer future. How you doing, sir?
I'm very well. Looking forward to my trip. It's been a long time. COVID is, I've been meaning to come to Circa, and I'm finally actually going to see the great venue and see your new studio. I can't wait.
Yeah, I understand that they're going to send a limo for you. It's going to be stocked with alcohol.
Well,
how about that?
I might have to get him go around the block a few times.
He won't even make it here.
That's right.
You won't even make it to Circa.
I might make him take me to the Grand Canyon.
How is your drinking game right now? Do we need to prep our livers when you come here?
Well, you know what? I've been away on holiday. People say to me I drink too much when I go away on holiday. I don't. I actually ease up. I drink more in England rather than holiday. Holiday is a bit more relaxing. But I'm probably about 5 out of 10 at the moment on the drinking stakes. You know. I think they should have a Stella contest, like Stella drinking contest, like that hot dog eating contest. And I can come over every year and drink the Stella.
Oh, you're a bigger favorite than Chestnut. Come on.
I'm a bigger favorite than him all day long.
Yeah, I know. Is your daughter coming?
Paulie, next question.
Yeah, okay. That's a bad beat. No good there. Okay. How about some plays in Wimbledon? Still any future, any value there? Anyone who's left and anything you like today in Wimbledon?
Yeah, sure. To start off with the men's draw, obviously it's dominated by the top two in the betting, Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal. Nadal bidding to win a Canada Grand Slam, already got the Australian Open Championship behind him and the French Open. He won the French Open with an injured leg, which shows you how sort of weak the draw is. But I watched Nadal yesterday, and his movement doesn't look good to me. He doesn't look as fast around the courts. He lost a set against a player that he should have brushed aside with. I think moving straight from the clay court season into grass is a big ask for him at 38 years of age. So I want to take on Nadal in the bottom half. I just can't have him. The draw has been so kind. And in his next round, he's got a pretty easy opponent in Sonego, an Italian guy. But I think there's value in that bottom half of the draw for someone to oppose Rafa Nadal. And the man I quite like is Taylor Fritz. Very big serving American player, having the best career it's the best year of his career. He won the Masters event in Miami. He's won a grass court tournament coming into this tournament. He's got a big, big serve, and I think he'll really, really give Nadal some problems. He's 40-1 to progress through to win the tournament, but I think he probably could make the final if Nadal isn't fit. I think that section is quite weak, other than Nadal. So I think Fritz at 40s offers some decent value. If you don't want to bet him to win the tournament, because obviously you've got Djokovic, who's going to be an overwhelming favourite if they two meet in the final, you'd expect Djokovic to probably beat whoever he faces. But if we can get that quarterfinal, Fritz against Nadal, and you can bet Fritz at around about sort of plus 350, 4-1, something like that, that's probably a little bit of value for me. I think Nadal's opposable, what I've seen. On the women's draw, again, I'm not convinced by the tournament favourite, Iga Świątek. She's 36 wins, successive wins now in the women's game. Majority of them have been on clay courts, where she's exceptional. On grass, I'm not convinced. I thought she struggled yesterday in patches. I think she's a vulnerable favourite. And the girl that I've bet is in the bottom half of the draw, and I think she's been the most impressive player in the women's draw by some distance, and that's Ons Jabeur. She was 9-1 at the start of the tournament. I saw some books in over the America 11-1. I thought that was a really, really great play to get to the final. And I think at the moment, if I was going to bet Świątek at plus 150 or Jabeur at 5-1, I would much rather take Jabeur at 5-1 than the tournament favorite at plus 150, because I think we can get her beat.
Okay, great knowledge.
Yep.
All right. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but your favorite sport, I believe anyway, football, soccer, it's actually right around the corner. I'm sure that you've done a lot of your homework already on a lot of these leagues. Do you have a future or two that you want to point us in?
Yeah, just before we go on to that, I just to say today, there's a bet I like today in the men's tennis.
Okay, yeah.
I think I can't believe John Isner is the big underdog against Jannik Sinner. Jannik Sinner is an Italian player. He's injury prone. He's never won a game at Wimbledon apart from this year. John Isner, we all know how big his serve is. He's virtually impossible to break at Wimbledon. Sinner will never be up against any opponent like this on a fast grass court. Isner's come on the back of probably his best performance ever at Wimbledon, where he served brilliantly to beat Andy Murray. I know Andy Murray's probably in the twilight of his career, but if you look at the career statistics for John Isner, he's got an unbelievable record on grass compared to Sinner, who hadn't won a game at Wimbledon to this year. I think this game is a pick'em game at best. I'd probably make Isner a slight favourite. And to get plus 150 for John Isner today is wrong. I think it's unfair to him. I think he deserves a lot more respect in the market than that against an opponent that isn't familiar with grass. And I think John Isner is a great bet. I also like John Isner on the handicap. You can get him at a plus 2.5 game start. He's not going to get broke. So when he loses a set, it's going to probably lose a set in a tiebreak, 7-6. He's not going to lose 6-love, 6-1, 6-2s because his serve is so dominant on grass. So that's a really, really good thing to have on your side if you're getting a start on a handicap as well. So I'm all singing or dancing in for John Isner today against Jannik Sinner.
All right.
Moving on to the football. The lines are just coming out now. I mean, it's incredible. The season starts this month.
Yeah.
The lower leagues in England starts this month. It starts at the end of July. It's early this season because of the World Cup being played in the winter. So obviously they have a break and it's going to start early. So the football season is actually starting this month, which is just, there's no rest for anybody in the world of sport anymore. The lines are starting to come out. And obviously the one that's really going to capture most of the bettors' attention is the Championship. The Championship is the league below the Premier League. There's some early lines out here, and it's not a surprise really to see two of the sides relegated from last season as the favourites, and the favourites are Norwich and Watford. Now, Norwich are a side that just yo-yo every season. They go up, then they go down. They're not good enough for the Premier League. They're too good for the Championship. We're a side that if there's a league between the two, Norwich would be winning that every season. Watford, they change their manager just every 3 months. There's no continuity at the club. If the manager gets off to a bad start, so they were a side that I just couldn't have at the available odds. So I think there's probably some value on teams further down in that division. The teams I like Sheffield United to win the Championship at 10-1. I think that they started off really badly last season. I tipped them up. We played them. They had a terrible, terrible run. They got rid of the manager and all of a sudden they started doing well. Left it too late. They got beaten in the playoffs, but they've kept the majority of their side. They're going to have a good home support. They're going to be very hard to beat and they're going to go probably one better than they did last year. So I think Sheffield United would be the early one I like. The other one I like is Burnley. I think Burnley were probably the best of the three teams in the Premier League that got relegated. And yet they're the outsiders of the three with Watford, Norwich and Burnley. I think Burnley are the better team, better equipped to come back. They've brought in some great players, really good players. The only question mark for them is they've got a new manager and the manager is Vincent Kompany, the former Manchester City player. So it's a big ask for him. If he can handle the pressure, if he can do well at Burnley, Burnley will do really well. And an outside bet in the Premier League. I know Premier League starts in August, but I was looking at the top goal scorer market. No surprise to see Haaland as the favourite, the man, the big money signing for Manchester City. But Jamie Vardy, I think he finished third or fourth in the top Premier League goal scorer last year. He ended the season scoring goals every single week, but he missed about 15 games through injury. Jamie Vardy will play every week. He scores the majority of Leicester's goals at 33-1. If you can get him on the top three, I think that's a really nice play to take on the favourite. Haaland is a rightful favourite, but Manchester City change personnel week in and week out. They, you know, Haaland might play in the Champions League, not play in the Premier League. You want someone who plays regularly. You want someone who's going to be the main goal threat for that club, and you want someone who's going to be a penalty taker. And Jamie Vardy ticks all three of those boxes.
You're the best, mate. Thanks so much for the time. A couple of tips, and we will see you here at Circa in a few weeks.
Yeah, get the Stellar in. Stack it up.
It's going to be stocked. Ice cold when it's 110 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
That's July 20th through the 25th. So come visit, say hello, meet Nigel, and hang out here at Circa July 20th through the 25th.
I've said this for a long time on this network. If there's one person as a guest or a host that you could have a beer with, it would be Nigel Seeley. Come on. He doesn't live here.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be in town, you got to come down and say hello and meet him.
Yep.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. The early July 4th fireworks started yesterday in the NBA and how the markets moved because of it. We will run it down for you next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Your hometown sportsbook. Your hometown sportsbook. Your hometown.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2.
I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.